than top weather. A job done right is job one. Jeff and the team at A-Master Mechanic will treat you like family. Count on her to run right year-round with your automotive experts at A-Master Mechanic. Expect the winds to pick up and a chance for more wintry weather this afternoon with snow in the Sierras and possibly a little lower, clearing on Sunday. Weeknights at 10, coast to coast, 99.1 FM Talk.
Good morning, everyone.
It is Friday morning.
What do you want to do today?
It is Friday.
Friday.
I want to go back to sleep.
You want to go back to sleep?
Yes.
But I can't.
Have to get ready for work.
But after work,
I'm going to Arnie.
Party!
Because it's
the weekend!
You know what they say.
Everybody's been working so hard
for the weekend.
But first,
we gotta find some coffee.
Hey, Sonia, find it so we can get on with the show.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It is so Friday. We got to kick this into high gear. Thank you so much for being here. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And Dave, your special, special Friday song is coming up in 30 minutes. So you are just going to have to keep your bottom in your seat and not do any chair dancing until then. Thanks for being here. All right. Thank you for being here. Because this show is about you, it's for you, and well, you know, this is what we do. It's your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Talk and text line is 884-9910, and I want to thank once again Janine Hansen for being on with us in the last hour to tell us, give us the lowdown, the rundown on the lawsuit against, well, Governor Sisolak, Attorney General Aaron Ford, because this is a big deal. You are being locked out of the legislative process, and you should not stand for that. All right, let's get into today's poll question. Want to share this with you once again. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should grocery store workers, and this is something that is actually currently going on, should grocery store workers receive hazard pay during the so-called COVID crisis? Because remember, frontline workers, you know, healthcare workers, they got hazard pay. What do you think? Let you know about a group that is pushing that, which is just, it's just so hard to fathom that somebody's good intentions, they don't realize how they destroy other people's lives. You know, we want everybody to make a good living wage and be able to afford a home, be able to afford the electricity that you use, you know, some nice comforts for yourself. But at some point, it comes on the backs of others. Now, the reason that I am asking you this question, because Kroger is set to close two more stores. Because the Seattle City Council there is now mandating hazard pay for grocery workers. So to cover that, what do they have to do? They have to close stores. They have to put hundreds of other people out of work. They have to close up locations that are easy for people to go and get their groceries. And then it also diminishes the value of the properties and the businesses around those closed stores. So once again, City of Seattle, oh my gosh. Weren't they one of the big proponents of also $15 minimum wage? And they lost a lot of businesses due to that. You call yourself woke, but actually you're broke. I hate to rhyme, but that one just works so well. All right. Yesterday's poll question, should the federal government have the right to set wage controls? Only 2% of those participating in the poll said yes. 28% said no. 16% said leave it to the states to decide. This is what we need, is we need more control back to the states and back to the people. 36% said absolutely not. Jobs and wages are not one size fits all. Boy, I wish more people in government would realize that. From Washington, D.C. to the city of Reno and everything in between, you cannot have one size fits all. 9% said the federal government does not have any power that is not specifically given to the federal government by the Constitution. Where in the Constitution does it say the federal government has the right to wage control? 9% also said government involvement in a free market is never, all capitalized there, never a good idea. So there you go. Thanks for participating in yesterday's poll question. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Scott this morning. Hi, Scott. You wanted to make a mention of Rush?
Yeah, it's actually Don. Sorry. But yeah,
oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Don.
No worries. I'll live through it. But I was, the past couple of days, because of work, I'm not able to listen to radio as often as I want to. You got a good show today.
Thank you.
I'm listening to podcasts from the day that Rush died. Mm-hmm. So Mark Levin, Tom Zola, and I really recommend if anybody's able to do that to hear some of the things these guys had to say to honor him on that day. But it just struck me that I heard that Ron DeSantis today announced they're going to fly flags at half staff in the state of Florida once the funeral arrangements are made. And I just want to kind of suggest that all of us out there who loved Rush, who grew up listening to him, who respect and honor him, that we join Ron DeSantis and anybody else who had the leadership to say that we fly our flags half staff for this man, that anything we could do to honor this man and repay him and thank him and just honor his memory together, I'd love to see us do that. And of course, we don't have any decent leaders who would ever call for that in our state currently.
I think that's a beautiful idea, Don.
Yeah, I just wanted to put that out there, that we could all just join in on that. And I would love to see the look on Nancy Rotten Pelosi's face, seeing all these flags flying at half staff, just like she was upset at the State of the Union last year. Well, the man deserved it. He was a true leader. And like Bo Snerdly said last night on Hannity's show, that he was like a second-generation founding father. And I think he was.
It's taken me days to recover, and you're getting me there again. I have the same feelings that when Paul Harvey passed. You know, these are two icons that they did nothing but bring the truth the best way that they could, and Rush was always so just beaten down by the left because the left doesn't like the truth. And he had the courage and, you know, from their perspective, the audacity to keep challenging on that. So, you know, I think that's an absolutely awesome, awesome idea. So if anybody has any private flagpoles, any businesses out there, you know, even somebody in city government, if you believe, let's bring those flags down to half staff and let people know that this man was a true American.
Yeah, and let's carry the torch. We're not going to let him be forgotten, and everything that he believed, it still lives on in us, and we're still here.
Exactly, and we're going to keep getting the message out.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my 2 cents. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm going to wipe my eyes now, and Don, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Terry this morning. Terry, you want to talk about wages?
Yeah, you know,
I talk a lot about when I was younger because I'm old. But anyway, I remember way back in the 70s when I was in the fast food business, and you'd go in and our wages were $2.10 an hour. That was minimum wage in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you went in and you started.
Damn, Terry, you are old.
Yeah, my grandson's old as dirt.
I don't even remember making $2.
Yeah, well, the first job I ever got was $1.65 an hour.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, my house rent was $65 a month.
Yeah.
And I had a new baby at home, you know, and the electric bill was $8 a month. So, you know, the point I was trying to make was if a young person goes into a place and they start, they can't start at the top of the pay grade. You got to work your way up. That's called incentive. You go in, you've been there, say, a year, now you're the night manager. Been there 2 years, now you're the day manager. You're making $17 an hour. But if the kids are coming in making 15, there's no incentive left. You're at the top of your pay scale. You're making as much as the manager.
There are, Terry, there are skilled workers out there that have gone to trade schools or, you know, universities that aren't making that kind of, there are federal workers who aren't even making that kind of money. You know, again, it's just that pandering to the left that, hey, let's get together and let's do all this and we'll just keep pushing our agenda. And guess what that agenda does? It shuts down mom and pop businesses. It shuts down the entrepreneurs. This is not about a living wage. It's about canceling out those people who want to have their own businesses. You know, corporate giants, they get to set what they want. They're making billions of dollars in profits. Not the mom and pops, though.
Well, you know, one more thing, Monica, I wanted to say is, one thing they're shutting down to is young people's motivation. They won't, they can't go to work. The employer is not going to pay $15 an hour for that pimple-faced kid. He's going to get somebody that's in their 20s because that's what they make, and with a lot more experience, and the young kid's going to go home with nothing.
Well, and besides that, Terry, it brings down quality because used to be a time when to get that wage that you wanted, you had to do a fantastic job. You had to excel in customer service. You had to be there on time. You had to stay late. You had to be into your job. Now, if they're making $15 an hour, they don't have to do anything.
Well, here's one more thing I learned about business and structure. If you pay someone too much to work 5 days, they won't work all 5 days. They work four because they can live on four. So then you don't have them for a day, and you lose one day of productivity because they have so much they pay their bills and still can party, and now they take 3 days a week off.
Well,
that's it. Consider that as well.
Let's compound on that even more because you know Terry as well as I do because you just proved it with what you first said, that when you were making $2 an hour, that your rent was $60, your electric bill was $8. All we're going to do, if minimum wage goes to $15 an hour, all we are going to see is prices go up to compensate for that. That's all they ever do. $15 an hour will never be a living wage because everything else will increase for everyone.
Well, you have a good weekend, beautiful.
Terry, you have an awesome weekend, and tell that grandson of yours I'm still waiting for another joke.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Have a great weekend, Terry. You know, this is the consequences. That's what government does. They look at what they can pander to and say, oh, we're going to do this for you. We're going to do this for you. And then guess what? The consequences set in. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show with more of your calls, your emails, your texts, and a lot of good stuff out there. I'm going to try and squeeze it all in before we get to the end of this hour and the end of this show for the week. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Dolly Parton says she doesn't want Tennessee to build a statue of her. For taxpayers, that statue would have been a small waste and a big bust. Tim Tebow retired from baseball. He'll be missed by fan. Facebook cut off its Australian news feed. Here's what you missed. Dingo, Boomerang, Paul Hogan, and Fosters. And NASA's Perseverance rover had a successful touchdown on Mars yesterday. The Kansas City Chiefs asked, what's a touchdown? This is not headline news.
We'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's lousy.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Oh.
Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica Jay.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And boy, I tell you, it's it's interesting how we're so wrapped up in certain things that we miss other things completely altogether. Now, my boss, Mr. Evans, has warned me about turning this show into a coast-to-coast, a daytime version of coast-to-coast. But I have to share this with you because I think it is hysterically funny. You know, there was all of a sudden this excitement and then not excitement that the Pentagon put out these videos of unidentified flying objects, that they showed the videos that their crew were actually chasing. And then all of a sudden on Fox News, Tucker Carlson picks up the mantle of starting to talk about UFOs. Uh-huh, that's interesting. You know, Linda Moulton Howell actually said that she believes that 2021 is going to be the year of disclosure. And I found it hysterical that 2 days ago, a full 2 days, and I have not heard anything about this in mainstream media. I had to find this out from one of my alternative sites. But The Sun, which is a publication in the UK, put out this article about a Freedom of Information Act. And what is hysterical about this is that the government answered back. And you can go and you can read this article in The Sun. I'll try to remember. I get scatterbrained after the show and I go on so many different directions, but I will try and link it to my page. But the article is about this Freedom of Information Act that was submitted to the federal government, and it was answered back from the military that, yes, indeed, they have been studying craft to re-engineer or back engineer craft not of this planet. It's like, really? So the government just released in 2021 about something that people have been talking about and have known about in their guts for decades, probably close to 100 years now. And nobody says anything about it. It's like completely ignored. I find that to be hysterical. The things that the media can focus you on and unfocus you on. Kind of like that the WHO backtracked everything, saying it wasn't a pandemic. The, you know, the whole thing about you don't have to be isolated if you have COVID. We're not seeing hardly anything on Cuomo. Is Andrew Cuomo going to have to give his Emmy back? Is he going to have to give back the millions of dollars that he received prepayment for a book deal about what an incredible human being he is when he sent thousands of elderly people to their death? How come we're not hearing more about COVID numbers from the CDC being exploited and overshot by 1600%, not 1600, 1600%. And yet people are still masked up. They're still worried about being able to get their vaccine. Come on, people, please. Look up the movie Wag the Dog and just sit down and watch it and understand what's going on around you. Hey, I hope you stick around after this Fox News update because Bruce Parks is going to join us from Nevada Patriots, and he has got something that will keep you awake at night. What am I talking about? Bills in the Nevada legislature. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hope you are looking forward to the weekend. You know, this is the time for you to live your best life, whatever that is. Don't let others tell you that you can't do that because you have a constitutional right to it. We have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I am so glad that some people are actually standing up for that. Hey, today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Should grocery store workers be getting hazard pay during the so-called COVID crisis? What do you think? You know, you go in for a job and guess what? There are all kinds of hazards. There are different departments that are more hazardous than yours. And guess what? That's for your business to decide how much you make, not a city council. Just so you know, Kroger up in Seattle because the Seattle City Council has now mandated hazard pay for grocery workers. What does that mean? That means they get $4 an hour more. The city council is requiring it of Kroger. Don't you think that should be Kroger's decision? Well, guess what, city council? Since you decided to mandate that rather than go out of business, Kroger is closing two of its stores. The thing that sucks, and why I'm bringing this up to you, is what normally happens in these liberal states meanders and works its way into Nevada. So, is this something that we're going to see? We saw it when it came to healthcare workers. Remember that Heroes Act? Got to pay attention to this stuff. Because if they feel they can get away with something like this, they don't stop. They just keep going. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And when I say they don't stop, they don't stop. And they're in our legislature doing it right now. So joining us is Bruce Parks, who is with and founder and just all around does everything for the organization, Nevada Patriots and Battleborn Patriots, taking Nevada back. He wears many hats. Bruce, thank you so much for joining me on the program today.
Well, thank you for having me, Monica. And I wish I was coming to you with good news, but that is unfortunately not the case.
I already warned people in the last half hour that you were going to bring some stuff on the show that was going to keep them up at night. So we got to know what's going on because the media is not diving into these things.
Well, of course not. The mainstream media is nothing but propaganda. They'll tell you what they think you need to know anyway.
Or what the governor wants people to know.
Exactly. The 81st session of Nevada legislature has me scared to death. I'm looking at a lot of these bills, and it's just amazing to me what they're trying to pass into law. But right now, there's two things that should be of paramount concern to, well, first, the city of Reno, SB 73, is essentially going to add four taxes. Well, three taxes and a reallocation. They're going to impose a vehicle tax, transient housing tax, increased property taxes and transfer property taxes, and they're going to reallocate funds from the flood management to the general fund. Now, if you remember, Lemon Valley flooded.
Yeah.
And the city of Reno had to settle with the residents there to the tune of about $500 million. For a city that's already $1.3 billion in debt, for the life of me, I cannot imagine how diverting funds from the flood management program into the general fund makes any sense. But that's what they're looking at doing. And if you live in the city of Reno, you should be extremely upset about that. The other bill.
If you live in any low-lying areas like Lemon Valley, you should be upset about that, too.
Well, that depends on how big of a settlement you get. It's not
exactly
a question of if that area is going to flood. It's a question of when. But apparently, the city of Reno thinks that it's cheaper to just settle with the residents there than to actually do something to mitigate the possibility of flooding. Unbelievable. The other bill, and this, when I read this, I could not believe what I was reading, Monica. AB 121 is going to allow for electronically, i.e. over the internet, registering to vote and then casting a ballot. if you are a person stationed overseas in the military, or if you are a disabled person. They're actually introducing legislation, and you know what this is going to extend out to. Eventually, we won't have to worry about all mail-in ballots. It'll all be done electronically.
Yeah. It's just the first step.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. They do this incrementally. They don't do it all at once because people would fuss about it. So they do it incrementally. So, this sounds like a good idea. Let's let the disabled people do this electronically so they don't have to worry about having to leave the house. Well, no, I'm sorry, but we already have in our Nevada revised statute provisions for how a person that has a disability can register and actually vote. In fact, when I brought this up at the Washoe County Republican Party Central Committee meeting, there was a resolution passed that demands our legislature introduce legislation to true the vote, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But this particular bill, AB 121, there's no provisions for actually verifying that a person is disabled. Anybody with a computer can go online and say, yeah, I'm disabled, so I need to register, and then I need to vote. Well, if I have four different computers with different IP addresses, I can vote four different times. How are they going to stop me? How are they going to know?
Well,
there are
and
no
let me
provisions
tell you,
for any enhanced penalties if anybody abuses the system. It's ridiculous.
Those people with disabilities, let me tell you, they will fight tooth and nail so they are not put into a light of not being able to accomplish things. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
they don't want special treatment.
Well, it's just like when you talk to people about voter ID and it comes up, well, that disenfranchises minorities. How? Well, minorities, according to the current occupier of the White House, they don't know how to go online to get an ID. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That, saying that minorities are disenfranchised by requiring an ID to vote is the most racist thing I've ever heard of.
Thank you very much. I was just going to say that. You know, Bruce, one of the ones that's really concerning me, though, and I don't know if you have the number off the top of your head, but that is the bill to do away with the 2/3 majority to raise taxes. So just a simple majority. So who's ever in power at the time can just come after the American taxpayer or the Nevada taxpayer and say, guess what? We're raising your taxes.
Well, I'm quite familiar with what you're talking about. I believe that's still in bill draft resolution. It hasn't actually been assigned a bill number yet. If I may be mistaken, but Monica, there are so many things that are being put before this legislature. It's just, I get so frustrated when I hear people say, I'm not that concerned. You need to be concerned. You need to be very concerned. Until we, the people, start standing up for ourselves and telling our public servants, you do the right thing, pal, because what you're introducing here is not right.
What do you think? What do you think about the lawsuit that's being brought against the governor and the AG and the director of the Legislative Bureau Council?
Well, when I first became aware of that, my immediate response is, how do I join this? What can I do to help? Janine Hansen and the other persons that have signed on it, they are the kind of true patriots that we're not seeing a lot of anymore. These are people that will actually take a stand for what they believe in. And by the way, in addition to the Battleborn Patriots being heavily involved in dissecting all these bills and getting information out to people, the Nevada Families for Freedom, Janine Hansen and crew, are doing the same thing. And between the two of us, I'm hoping we can possibly influence some of these legislators to do the right thing. We've got to contact them, let them know, hey, you're doing a great job for us, but please consider voting against. Yeah, no, that's not the language that gets things done. We can't ask. We can't request. We have to demand, because that's where we're at.
And we can't let it go any further. Because this is getting bad for us, Bruce. You know, we just cannot let it go any further.
Again, you have a choice right now in this country. You either stand up for yourself or you live on your knees. Pick one.
Yeah. Bruce Parks with Nevada Patriot and Battleborn Patriots taking Nevada back. What's the best way for people to get involved with Nevada Patriots, to get on the email list, to make sure that they know what's going on and what's coming down the pike?
Well, what we've done at Nevada Patriot is made it as easy as possible for you to contact your legislators. We have all of their contact information right there on our website, and that's at nevadapatriot.net. Additionally, you can go to takingnevadaback.com, which is the website for Battleborn Patriots, and find not only a similar breakdown of how to contact your legislatures, but there's information in there for whatever county you're in. You can contact the county lead for your county and get more information.
All right, perfect. Bruce, thank you so much for all you do and being involved. Because with you being involved, you're getting somebody else involved, then they're getting somebody else involved, and we just keep this domino effect going. So thank you so much to you, sir, and you have a fabulous weekend.
Right back at you.
Thank you. It's the Monica Jay Show, and we will be right back in a minute. I want to address this one text. Hello, Monica. I, a frontline worker myself, as did a bunch of coworkers, receive no compensation. Please check your facts. A listener. You may not have received any extra compensation, but others have. So, those are the facts. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1,
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
Got your opinions and I got mine.
And let's share them, but let's share them thoughtfully and respectfully. We have a huge division going on in this country right now, not only in this country, but in the world, because everything that the United States is going through, all the other countries around us are going through it as well. But let me tell you here, as we wrap up the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the number one thing that we need to have for each other is respect. I don't care if you disagree with somebody's views. If you disagree with them, then walk away from them. If you disagree with their business practices, then walk away and don't spend your money. There's a movement going on right now in Nevada, and that is to get businesses open once again. Okay. But there's also some controversy going on with this, because people are taking it upon themselves to act like jerks. Okay? We have this whole process, and understand the difference. For businesses who want to open their businesses and get back to work. Because you know what? People don't want to be living off of welfare. Real Americans want to work hard, they want to do a good job, they want to be successful, and they want to work, Well, the left doesn't want that. They want you dependent on the government. But for all those businesses who want to open, who want to open mask-free, you should be allowed to. And there are groups out there that are putting information out for you to do that, what you need to do, the NRSs you need to cite, the Constitution that you need to recite to people. But that's for the business and the business owner to decide. So for all those people out there who are storming private businesses and demanding that they be let in to do their thing without wearing a mask or without taking, you know, responsibility or having respect for the business owner, you're being a jerk. I don't wear a mask. But if I am in a business that asks me to wear a mask, I turn around and I walk out the door. And I go find a business that has like-minded views and the like-mindedness to open up their business and bring back the economy. You can't force a business owner to do something that they don't want to do. Just show a little kindness because they're afraid. Show a little respect. Don't get angry. Don't get violent. Just go someplace else. God bless you. Have a beautiful weekend. Live your best life each and every day. That's what He wants for all of us. Have a great weekend.